story of Mert and Marge. In our last chapter, Mert was called on to substitute for Miss Hall, one of the feature players who got sick. It was a big chance, and jealous Billy DeVere tried her best to spoil it by reading a story from a scandal sheet called The Blot. It told about the raid at the Red Rooster, where Marge had been held prisoner by the Houston gang. And it also revealed that Mert had been at that night spot when the raid took place. In addition, it carried a picture of Mert on page one and mentioned the fact that a young girl had been found in Houston's private office. In just a moment, we'll hear the newest exciting events in our story of Mert and Marge. The following night, just after the final curtain, the girls are in their dressing room changing into street clothes. Nell is talking.
Say, Mert, that Hall dame sure recovered fast. Did you catch her tonight? I guess you were doing her part too well to suit her.
Oh, that's not fair, Nell. She's okay. And she was really sick.
I'll say, especially when she saw you on stage.
No, she was swell to me. She said she'd heard a lot of nice things about me.
Yeah, she should have heard your first performance.
Well, Myrtle was upset, and I think it was very unkind of some of you girls to say the things you did.
Well, I didn't say you were punk, Myrtle. I stuck up for you.
Oh, you all make me sick. Can't touch that sphere dame now with a 10-foot pole. Not that I'd want to.
Oh, don't worry, girls. I'll try not to let it go to my head.
I think the experience was great for her.
Bet she hopes that Hall gets the vapors about once a week.
Well, it would be just too bad if Mert did get the part. She'd have to dress with the principals, and then you wouldn't have anybody to razz, Devere.
Oh, yes, she would. She'd pick on me.
Say, if Fear ever got out of the chick-chick class, she'd try to snag Hayfield himself next.
Just what do you mean, Billy?
Everybody knows you've been on the make for Hunt ever since the show opened.
Now, look, you've said enough, Billy.
Oh.
I happen to know that Hunt is very much that way for Mert.
Oh, I think it's disgusting to discuss everybody's affairs in the dressing room.
Why don't you slap her face, Mert?
Myrtle's too much of a lady.
Oh, I may have to reprimand her one of these days.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If Billy gets all of us girls down on her, we'll...
You what?
We'll give her the bum's rush.
You can say that again, Gwen.
We'll give her the bum's rush.
I didn't mean it literally, honestly.
Ladies, ladies. If you are ladies, and I doubt it, I can hear you clear up on stage.
Oh, flowers, come here. Let's see if your mustache has gotten any bigger.
Oh, girls, you'll never believe it. It's just a tragedy. I had to shave it off. My psychoanalyst said it spoiled my personality.
Well, that derby hat certainly enhances it.
Oh, thanks, Mert. I came in to tell you girls are getting very careless with your costumes. They're already beginning to look like the last week of a road show.
And the feather on this hat just won't stand up anymore.
Oh, just look at that thing. Looks like an old dead crow. And whose Spanish shawl is this hanging here?
That's mine. So what about it, Tipping Tuffin?
Well, look at that fringe all caught up in a knot.
Well, I can't help that.
And what's this? Oh, now I ask you, girls, I ask you, are there any burrs on Broadway?
Any what, please?
Burrs.
You mean like that fellow I read about in history, Aaron Burr?
No, dimwit, not that kind of burr. Well, here's Cora, I'll ask her. Cora, come here.
What now, Mr. Clarence?
Cora. Have you ever seen any burrs on Broadway?
No, sir. I sure seen a lot of wild things. Wild women, wild world, but no bears.
I said burrs. Something that comes from a weed. Stickers. See here, Cora, these.
Huh. You mean them things in this here scarf?
Yes.
No, sir. Ain't none of them things within 20 miles of Broadway. Huh. Them's from the country.
Say, what's a big idea, Clarence? I don't know how those
got there. Oh, Billy, I bet I know where you got them. Remember the night you went to that garden party up in Westchester? There are lots of burrs in Westchester.
Ixnay, bird brain, Ixnay.
But don't you remember? What? It was a costume party, and you wore a shawl and went Spanish.
So, well, that settles it, Billy DeVere. I'll have to report this to Mr. Hayfield.
Say, listen here, you gals ain't supposed to be wearing no costumes out of this here theater.
Oh, what's the fuss all about? So she went Spanish. Just a good neighbor gesture for the Latin American trade, that's all.
That's some good neighbor she is. Who is it?
Telegram
for me? Just a minute.
Oh,
I haven't gotten a telegram.
Oh,
girls. Girls, it's from my husband. Congratulations, honey, on our 7th anniversary.
Well.
Oh, what a shame. I'd forgotten all about it. Married 7 years today.
7 years. That's what you get for breaking a mirror.
I'll wire him right away. So you've been married, haven't you, Billy?
Yeah, but only about $2,000 worth.
What's the matter? Do you have some words?
Yeah, and I use them all on him.
Oh, no.
You kids ought to audition for a radio variety show.
You ever been married, Mert? You never told us.
Well, yes, once, if you must know.
Oh, how did it happen?
Well, the day after a big party, I saw two men and married the wrong one. But he was very gallant about it. He didn't live long.
You never told me that, Myrtle.
Maybe someday I'll tell you the whole story about the man I married. He's just a heel at heart.
Well, good night, kids. I got a blind date tonight, but I'll make him see me.
Say, girls, would you believe it? Sonny Darnell, Dixie Lane's leading man, tried to kiss me yesterday.
I'd just like to catch him at it, the would-be wolf.
Oh, they say kissing's an awful unhealthy.
Well, I've never been...
Kissed, dear?
No, very healthy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Gal.
And you too, Billy.
Good night, Gwen. Oh, poor Gwen. Strictly a patsy.
Oh, Mr. Veer, are you finished dressing?
Yeah, we're all dressed.
Will you please step up to my office? Mr. Arnold wants to see you.
Me? Sure, I'll be right up there, Mr. Hunt.
Well, Myrtle, I'd like to have you and Margie come up, too. Mr. Arnold's up there now.
Well, we'll be right along, Mr. Hunt.
I'll go with you now, Mr. Hunt.
I wonder what Arnold wants to see her about.
Myrtle.
Huh?
Do you think he's going to question her about
that? Oh, probably about the article in the blot. I think she knows plenty about that. You ready, Margie?
Mm-hmm.
We're the last ones in the dressing room.
Yes, I'm ready.
Well, let's go. I'll turn out the light.
Where is Mr. Hunt's office? I've never seen him.
It's up on the left side of the stage at the end of the hall leading up to the star's dressing room. Right this way, dear. Oh.
Gosh, I'm nervous, Myrtle. What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know. But I'll be watching for any of Billy's tricks. Here's the door. Oh, it's open.
Oh, come in, girls.
Oh, hello, girls.
Hello, Jed.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Arnold.
Now, sit down, please. Now, Mr. Arnold wants a little information. We're going to get right down to business. You three girls realize that Mr. Arnold, besides being a friend to all of us, is assistant prosecuting attorney. We'll all forget friendships and ill feelings. We'll forget we're in show business. We're just five people talking over a little matter that concerns four reputations. Not yours, Billy. But you've been called in because we have reasons to believe that you can answer a few questions.
Yeah?
Go ahead, Jack.
Right, Ray. For weeks, my department's been working with some special agents to get evidence to round up one of the most vicious gangs in New York.
You sure rounded them up, Jack.
Well, thank you, Myrtle. Now, Billy, I understand the night of the raid on the Red Rooster, you were among those present during the raid.
Sure, I was there. I was sitting in a booth with a boyfriend. So what?
Why in a booth?
Well, it isn't just the kind of a place a girl from Hayfield Pleasures goes to, unless you're slumming.
Why did you go there?
Just curious.
Whom were you with?
What? With Jaime Ernst.
Jaime Ernst, huh? The editor of that dirty little weekly, The Blot, huh?
Well, I suppose he was out for news, and he asked me to make the rounds with him. I went along for laughs.
And when Mr. Hunt, Miss Spear, and I appeared in the cafe, it was just a laugh for you to inform him who we were.
You're honest, Mr. Arnold, I didn't. He knew all three of you. When Mert and Mr. Hunt danced, and Mert was crying on his shoulder, he just naturally got curious.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Well, when the cops came in and arrested Houston and those other guys, we just sat there. No one bothered any of the customers.
What did Arntz do?
He had a pad and pencil and was writing things down.
I see. Then what did you do?
Well, after the raid and things got quieted down in the cafe, I went up to the powder room.
Then what?
Well, there was a colored maid up there, and she was all excited. Said some men broke down the door leading to Houston's office. She said a girl who looked like Mert here had been stalling around in the lounge. When the cops came, this girl ran into Houston's office and then came out with a young girl who was hysterical and crying. Well, while Lou, the colored maid, was telling us all this, I looked around and there was Jaime Ernst in the doorway. He heard everything Lou, the maid, said.
Yes, I see. Well, how do you know the colored maid's name is Lou?
Now that, I read it in the blot.
Billy, how do you account for the picture of Myrtle in the blot?
I don't know anything about that.
Well, Jack, you know, that's easy to get from any press bureau photographer.
Yeah. Well, I think Irons is the real troublemaker this time. We'll settle him tomorrow. If he doesn't repudiate the story in the next edition of that rag, he'll find himself out of business.
Yeah, that story really was dangerous, considering the importance of Jack's work. Now, supposing we put it this way, Billy. We don't believe you're the cause of it directly. But things like this shouldn't be discussed in dressing rooms. Why did you make a point of reading it aloud to the girls? Why all the bickering you seem to get mixed up in? You're always needling the girls, especially Myrtle.
I know why, Mr. Honey.
Margie, keep still.
Well, Spear and I just don't hit it off, that's all. She doesn't like me.
Well, Billy, I could if you'd let me.
I'll bet.
Yes, she would, Billy. Myrtle likes everybody.
Oh, yeah? How's your knee, Myrt?
What knee, Billy?
That's an unexpected development. Is Billy telling the truth about that article in the blot? Or did she have more to do with it than she has admitted? And do you think that she and Mert can really be friends? Maybe Mert is just using a little strategy, but keeping her guard up at the same time. We'll see what happens in the next fast-moving episode of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.